What I admire is, in his sport, there's an element of true combat. When Cassius Clay meets Sonny Liston in the ring, that's not two athletes' posture. That's combat. Two men trying to kill each other right now. If you don't beat him, he kills you. That's beyond athletics. That's beyond wide world of sports, you know. That's two warriors engaged in combat. That's what I admire. In martial arts tournaments, they won't let you fight like that. It's very frustrating. You stand in front of a guy and you just want to let him have it. But you can't. So you got to do this play-acting patty cake version. Cassius Clay, Sonny Liston, Joe Louis, the colored boxer, not that white kickboxing asshole. They do what they need to do to win. They unleash as much punishment as they have to defeat the other guy. But in martial arts tournaments, I do to win what they do to win. I unleash all my power. I kill people.
Well, if you fought Cassius Clay, who would win?
Well, that would never happen.
But if you did, what do you think would happen?
I'd make him a cripple. Hey, you. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you.
My name's Cliff. I'm Rick Dalton's stunt double.
Stuntman?
Yeah.
You know you're kind of pretty for a stuntman.
That's what they tell me.
So, did I say something funny, stuntman?
Yeah, you kind of did.
What's so funny?
Look, man, I don't want any trouble. I'm just here to do a job.
But you're laughing at what I'm saying. But I'm not saying anything funny. So what do you think is so funny?
What I think is, you're a little man with a big mouth and a big chip. And I think you should be embarrassed to suggest you be anything more than a stain on the seat of Cassius Clay's trunks.
Brother, you're the one with the big mouth. And I would really enjoy closing it, especially in front of all my friends. But my hands are registered as lethal weapons. That means we get into a fight, I accidentally kill you. I go to jail.
Anybody accidentally kills anybody in a fight, they go to jail. It's called manslaughter. And I think all that lethal weapon horse shit is just an excuse so you dancers never have to get in a real fight.
Okay. How about a friendly contest? No punching in the face. 2 out of 3. Who puts who on the ground first? Nobody tries to hurt nobody. Just who ends up on their butt?
That's a great idea, Kato. Not bad, Kato. Try that again.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
The entry is in.
So you think your kung fu's pretty good, huh? I want you to fight your brother. Him against me. Let's kung fu!
Yeah!
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with
Episode 261, the Kung Fu Edition.
That's right, folks. Step right up and get your black belt in podcasting from Rhyming Treason Radio. We're here for you every step of the way. We'll show you how to break boards of sound with your face. We'll show you how to melt the eardrums of your opponents with simply your thumbs. By sharing the link to this fucking podcast, folks. That's right.
Yeah, share it on your devices, whatever those are. Your fucking Google Watch, your smartphone, your Google Glass.
Yeah, it's Rhyming Treason, baby. It's like a fucking roundhouse to you, Jimmy.
That's right. And it's a Thursday night, and we're shredding it hard. DJ Gower's in the zone. I think it's he gets the strength from his hair.
Yeah.
Like Samson.
I'm like fucking Samson, you know? It's just fucking how we roll tonight, you know? I'm fucking feeling it. I'm in the zone. I said, hey, fuck it. Let's keep going. Me and my friend Joey, we're going to go down to the beach. We're going to lift some weights. We're going to put some fucking oil on our chest. We're going to get some fucking bitches. We're going to fuck shit up, okay?
Hope you don't encounter some black belts that'll kick your ass.
Oh, hey, you know, when you're a jet all the way, but I ain't no fucking Bruce Lee, okay?
You fucking jet, motherfucker.
Hey, you know, I heard the fucking Jets are going to take it this year, huh?
Take it to last place like they do every year and fuck the East Coast. In fact, this, I have a story. My coworker, he's from Pennsylvania, and he said it was yesterday. I got so fired up. He's like, if someone doesn't do these permits, I'm going to punch him in the face. You know, just like, I'm going to smash that troll, like, for an hour straight. I'm just like, I would fight him right now so hard. Like, fuck you. Like, I'll pound your face into nothing. Like, it's harder than once. It's worth losing my job and everything. Fuck it.
You are nothing.
We would normally get along, too. Oh, just funny. Like, male, male childness.
So, like, to me, like, this was kind of inspired because the other day, like, not that long ago, trying to find something to watch. And Enter the Dragon comes across the screen.
Oh, I love that movie.
And Mrs. Gower's like, never seen any Bruce Lee movie before. And I was like, the fuck? So since then, watched like Enter the Dragon, watched like Enter the 36 Chambers, watched IP Man 2, watched... Like,
those are all Bruce Lee movies? I don't even fucking know.
No, dude.
Oh, just they're good, just weird Japanese or
kung fu movies, man. Like, kung fu movies are the shit, dude. Like, what's better than a storyline that makes absolutely no fucking sense because they just tried to make words that match their mouths instead of actually make a story?
No, I know.
Dude, kicking each other's asses. Like, fucking great.
In the new season of Cobra Kai, I don't know if you watched that.
There you go. There you go. See, now you're talking. See, that's where I was going with all of this, right? Because then I finally got her into Cobra Kai, so we're all caught up now. But what a fucking show, you know? It's like, I don't know. It's like,
The family's not happy.
No. I'm trying to think. I'm looking this way and that. I'm trying to fucking think of, like, how do I put this together about Cobra Kai? Is that it's like, I don't know. It's like 90210 meets, like, I don't know, like the Green Hornet. Like, what the fuck? Like, how do you make a comparison about Cobra Kai? Like, it's kind of a show of its own breed, really.
Karate, Mr. Miyagi. Karate. Martial
like
arts.
High school karate sick like TV show, like, I don't know, like there's so much of that high school-y, like all those dumbass shows like Dawson's Creek type elements to the show, but at the same time it's like a badass fucking karate show where people just whoop each other's asses and don't give
that's right, mercy is for the weak, strike first. Yeah, man. Yeah. As a youth, when I was super young, did a bunch of karate stuff.
Well, I thought you were going to say cocaine.
Oh, yeah. I was 7 years old. A seven-year-old on coke. Anyway, I remember doing roundhouse kicks and all kinds of hitting the pads and...
breaking boards and all that stuff.
Interesting factoid, DJ Multimeat, black belt... He did it instead of football or anything. He just did, like, karate stuff in these tournaments and stuff. And him and his buddy just
beat the leg.
They just beat the shit out of each other. They used to, like. And I just, like, got desensitized to it. Like, where it was, like, it always ends with some over-the-line, like, knockout blow. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, what are your friend? Is your friend okay? It's like, they're fine. Don't worry. They're black.
I mean, the biggest takeaway that I ever learned from martial arts is like, disable your opponent. Like, you're not trying to like kill somebody. You're not trying to beat somebody's ass. You're trying to disable them so that they don't do that to you.
Yeah.
And how you go about doing that can be in numerous and different ways, yeah, depending on the situation. But like, and it all kind of stems back to that, like, you know, fatherly advice of like, you know, hey, when there's like 10 dudes coming at you, like punch them in the throat, kick them in the dick, get the fuck out of there. Like,
yeah, don't, you know, do the throat. You might kill someone and then spend the rest of your life in prison.
Hey, if you got a situation where there's more than three people coming at you at one time, you need to seriously disable the biggest motherfucker first before he disables you permanently.
Good advice from DJ Gower. So this is the Kung Fu.
From a group of five or more numerous times.
You've all heard the story how you got beat down in Chinatown.
Well, that was one time.
He didn't have the skills, and Chuck Norris. I don't know if you watched.
Well, did I ever? Well, hold on. Did I ever tell the story about when I got my ass beat because I was a punk ass little rich white kid growing up in the Bay Area, thinking that I was a fucking tough guy, and me and a bunch of my friends like said that we had started a gang.
No, that's gonna have to be on the next talking segment. Cliffhanger. DJ Gower was in a Danville gang. The polo shirts, the khaki pants.
More on the ODC to come.
The chain wallets. That was their uniform. Here we go. Kung Fu fighting.
And treason.
With karate, I'll kick your ass. Hit your Tiananmen Square. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah. You broke the rules. Now I pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Kyle betrayed me and then he lied, tried to hide, and I died deep inside, and you know the reason why. I'm gonna kick your ass from here to right over there. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker.
motherfucker.
Saying again.
Again and again.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking, while I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger, deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a sue? Not respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make.
Yo, chill with the feedback block, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the f*** you see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out apostle. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stroll with the holy robe, then attack the globe with the buckets, style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your f*** chin. Slaying boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around a mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My plan increased like black unemployment. Yeah, another one dare. Took a genius, take us the f*** out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hit since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub. Now that thought is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy, they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors. They're scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight.
Hey yo, he's having a ball. And you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
We'll be right back.
kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I 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 kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going.
Go on, man.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Johnny, oh good God, now you gotta believe me.
Episode 261. This is Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. That song's so fucked up. Like, he literally says those gooks were fast as lightning in that song. What a, like, this is a pop song? Like, they say that in the song? Like, and they play it on the radio. It's not even edited. What the fuck is that?
That was me getting another revision out of a 4-pack.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. You do that.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, tell us about your Danville gang.
Oh, yeah.
The original Proud Boys.
Yeah, the ODC, the original Danville Crips. Bunch of rich white kids thinking that they were tough as shit and claiming that they were in a gang, hanging out at a roller ring in the next town over. And, well, a bunch of normal people that were, you know, probably like the seniors in high school or whatever at the time, probably figured out that, like, the best way to fuck with these kids is to, well, get real gang members to show up. And so, like, one night, like, there was, like, we had gotten to the point where there was, like, 100 of us or something. But it was really just more like a group that all hung out and did stupid shit, like, went to the liquor store and got 40s and drank when we were 16 years old. And next thing we know, a bunch of fucking lowriders show up with all these actual, like, Mexican mafia dudes from, like, the Bay, like, hardcore, like, Oakland or whatever. And seriously beat the fuck out of, like, 5 of my friends. I fortunately only got beat up by, like, 2 guys at once, while other people got beat up by, like, 4 or 5. One of my friends still has a BB in his cheek just below his eye from where someone shot him with a BB gun that night. So, yeah, it was crazy shit, man.
Like to give a shout-out to all Kung Fu movies and just Japanese culture in general. It's pretty sweet, man. I like
that. That was the only time I ever hit somebody with a skateboard. That was fun. I didn't learn that in karate, though.
Quite the tale, Gower. Let's change gears.
You ever seen somebody's eyebrows split open?
Yes.
Right in your face? It's pretty crazy.
I've seen some equally violent shit. We won't get into that. I'm just remembering, like, I guess I'll tell one of my stories of this crazy gangbanger.
Hold on.
No, we can't do a cliffhanger. We've only talked for like
Those confessions gonna blow your fucking mind.
So I'm pretty sure this guy's either dead or in jail. I think he's dead, actually.
Or in jail. This is like a good episode. Write that down.
So anyway, my band, I was 17, a junior in high school. Junior in high school, we had a punk band. We played at this party, and it was at this guy's house, Jeremiah Gelati. Anyway, make a long story short, these guys, he was like tattooed from head to toe. He was like 22 or something at the time, and he was like in a gang, supposedly. And these guys from Vallejo came from a different gang, and this guy pulled a gun and put it in his face, and he fucking put the gun in his mouth. And then he proceeded to fucking annihilate this guy, and like, he beat this guy to like nothing, man. Yeah! Just the era of our youth. We're like the same age. What the fuck? The gang, California, the upbringing, and Kung Fu Fighting. Pretty cool. And Japanese culture is awesome, man. I like it a lot. You'll hear some Ken Yokoyama. One of my favorite all-time Japanese artists.
Yeah. Jeez, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Pablo.
Yeah, I think that's it. Korean hip hop. I think I'll try and
find that. DJ Gower is going to send me a bunch of songs on this one. He's the expert. I'm just the sad motherfucker that puts this shit together.
Well, there's going to be some good shit. Like, I mean, there's plenty of fucking, like, normal
music. Misses. Yeah.
Talks about karate and kung fu and karate chops and whatever the fuck. Yeah. Well, we got plenty of resources on this one, Charlie.
That's right, and we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. This is Kung Fu Fighting Rhyme.
And a roundhouse of treats.
ticket. I'm a karate guy. Kia, Kia, I like to kick it. I'm a karate guy. Kia,
Kia,
we kick it like karate guys. Got the drinks and the ladies and the party eyes. And by kick it, we mean hanging out, dude. I'm not kicking something with my foot. We're rolling with our friends all over town, but we're all in a car. We're not rolling on the ground. Or we could be at a house, or even outside of a house, like a karate guy. I like to kick it. I'm a karate guy. Kia, Kia. I like to kick it. I'm a karate guy. Talking about kicking a can, we talking about hanging with friends. And when we say hanging, we don't mean using a rope. We mean chilling, but it doesn't have to be cold. It could be any temperature, 60 or 80. There just has to be friends and drinks and ladies and good conversation. And don't forget the party ice. That's how you kick it, like a karate guy. Kick it. Now I'm in a cowboy hat. Now I'm in a cowboy hat. Now I'm in three cowboy hats. Yeehaw. I like to kick it. I'm a karate guy. Kia.
We'll be right back.
Episode 261. We are closing out the show. This is Kung Fu Fighting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm way too old. I mean, I would totally be down to go like sign up for a karate class or something.
But nah, I'm good.
I just feel like it would kick my ass before anybody even hit me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, I respect all martial arts, but one thing I will say is, like, Ultimate Fighting, just watching it, I don't know, man, just the grappling on the ground and just the humping or, you know, or whatever they do, like, it's like, dude.
Arts because it's like a mixture of
give
like,
me some kicks, some punches, a few, like, knees, yeah. And, like... Just when they grapple, it's like that's I respect it. I guarantee I'd be choked out in 1.5 seconds. But man, it's hard to watch, dude. What the fuck? That's why I'm a fair weather MMA guy.
I know. I mean, I feel like the ground game needs to be like shortened in MMA. Like it was way more fun when they spent much more time on the match on their feet, like
it's the best
high fly kick each other and shit, like, but
even when they're like grappling like Greco-Roman style and like throwing knees and stuff, that's awesome too, man. It's only when it's like the ground thing. I mean, when they do the submissions, I guess it's okay. But when it's like they're just, you know, a minute of them on the mat just doing nothing, it's like, dude, I can't take it.
Like, how long can you just sit there with your elbow pressed against a guy's jaw?
And once again, I would probably never succeed. You know, that window's closed, luckily. But, yeah, man.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, but that's the thing. It's like, but at the same time, like, I would love to do it so that, like, it did kick my ass. And then, like, I could go do other stuff and not feel like that kicked my ass. You know what I mean?
We're so fucking old. I remember UFC 1. Do you remember that?
We're so fucking old.
I watched it the next year on the VHS rental and was like, what is this? With Hoyce Gracie or whatever? Like, holy shit. It was so crazy back then. Think about it.
Dude, didn't Dana White buy it, like, when it went bankrupt after, like, the third year or something for, like, a fucking penny on the dollar?
It was actually these two casino owners, but he convinced them to buy it, and yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's so awesome. Like, what an awesome...
It was so fucking... Like, the first couple of years before that happened, too, like, it was a fucking bloodbath, dude. It was...
Oh, yeah.
It was so brutal.
Yeah.
You would just walk by where, like, guys would be, like, so outsized and outmatched, and you're like, okay, here we go, and this, like, tiny little Korean 5'2" dude, like, versus, like, 6'9" fucking clever guy, and you're like, oh shit,
yeah one punch, he's dead pretty much.
Then the little guy gets inside on him and like spider crawls and like beats the fuck out of his ear holes, and then the guy like can't see straight, and, you know, so it had its moments, right?
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I can say is the Kung Fu's awesome. So crazy. I always think of, like, the mask wearing. Like, we're all ninjas now. Like, society. I try to look like a ninja with my black mask and hard hat. Black attire. Black car.
You're like, safety samurai.
There you go. DJ Gower's fading fast. I can see it. He's running out of mojo on a Thursday night.
You can only stay on the pedal for so long, you know?
I know. You were magic for one or two stocking segments out of all this.
Hey, you know, you take what you can get from me. Okay?
2 out of 10, that's enough.
Hey, I mean, 2 out of 200, that's like 2 better than I normally do.
Nice. We just need to have like a truck with DJ Gower talking all day, and we're just sponsored with a bunch of ad banners on his like annoying mobile, and he's like, hey folks, listen to Rhyme and Treason, how's your day going? Hey, fuck you, pal. I hate that Prius. Hey, like, can you imagine when you just drive around, like, all of Sacramento?
The siren, if you will. A little ticker across the bottom of the screen, the siren, or siren.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, you just harass people. Hey, fatty, why don't you go on a diet, you piece of shit?
Yeah, we got a live tweet coming in here from at your mom that says, Rhyme and Treason. I've heard better things coming from the bathroom after Taco Bell than this podcast. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, no one's ever made that comment. I wish. Mayor Goldie Wilson. I don't know. That was the inspiration.
Hey, coming to America too. Hey, don't forget, huh?
It's already out at this point because this is coming out Sunday, so I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, that movie is brilliant. And I have a Solo sweatshirt. Have you seen it?
Oh, hell yeah.
I get shit for that sweatshirt constantly in society. It's like,
what?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I was getting like all kinds of hate this one night. And I was like, Soul Glow, man.
Oh, really?
Bunch of fucking pussified bitches in Chico. And total compliance with the mask ordinance. Total compliance with college fucking belief system. And yeah, dude.
That's amazing.
Of course. What would you expect? Hippies versus rednecks versus college, right? Is the town.
Of Chico.
Yeah. So, yeah. Of course, the hippies and the college people would be like 1,000%. Where's your mask? You can't come in here. Shut down this business. They didn't, you know, like, which I get, like, it's for the corona protocol. Like, it's a real disease. I get that, but it fucking sucks that all those places close, man. So many businesses went out of business, man. And you wait till you come here and just we'll go downtown and eat LaSalle's, you know, for sure. And at least once. And you'll be like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's like, is that what we learned from all of this? Is that, like, had we just done the basic shit from the beginning, from day one, and not argued about it, like, just worn the mask and just wash your hands.
If we would have just started at the top, man.
If we would have just done those two fucking basic things from day one. Is that what you're telling me? That after a fucking year, all of this shit, we could have been able to go and do like 90% of the stuff?
Well, the other thing that sucks is I don't think that it's that severe for certain people, you know? And like, it should have like been more researched, you know?
Like a movie theater. Right? Like, a movie theater shouldn't necessarily have to be closed, but it should be at, like, I don't know, if it's normally a 500-person theater.
30% like, capacity or something.
Yeah, 150 people, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
No, I know, like, and just, like, ages 20 to 30 will not die. You know what I mean? Like, let's have college. You know what I mean? Or, like,
necessarily that they won't die, because that's untrue, right? But that
probably.
They're less. But the challenge being that they are the most careless when it comes to something like that, so they're going to be rapidly spreading it otherwise, right? Like, just by nature, right? Like, you think of just
and herpes. Asking,
like, it's so interesting after a year removed to think of what normal everyday life, like, you watch a movie, right? And you watch people, like, you know, or you watch, like, highlight footage of a concert and people in a mosh pit, and you're like, bro,
I do imagine, like, and it's funny, the coworker right, like, I talked about earlier about pummeling.
It's been so far removed.
Nah, like, I still don't give a fuck. Like, come
like,
on.
Like, I would absolutely go back in a pit, too. But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is that it's like there's this element that's grown throughout that period of time that it's like you never once would have, like, the only thing you would have questioned about going into a pit is, like, A, do I need to be that guy? And B, like, can I hang? Right? And now you have to go, like, and see, am I going to get hella sick from doing this and, like, be on a respirator? Like, I may not die now that there's, like, some quasi-vaccine, but, like, because keep in mind that the vaccine that's out there, it doesn't cure you. Even when you have it, like, it just means that there's a 90% chance that you won't die if you get it.
I think there's a 90% chance you won't die anyway.
So if you have something that gives you a 90% chance that, no, here's the thing. So if you're right,
unless you're super old or obese or have diabetes or all the, you know.
Hold on, time out. If you're right, if I have a 10% chance of getting it, but I have the vaccine, That means in the 10% chance that I do get it, I only have a 10% chance of dying. Which is, that's a great number. Those are great numbers.
So no matter what, we're fucked?
I don't want to be in the category that says, I have a 10% chance of getting it, and if I get it, I'm going to fucking die. Like, I don't want to be in that category.
I don't want to be in any category. It's a shit show. And well,
you're always going to be in a category. You were in a category before with the flu or with, like, herpes or whatever, AIDS. Like, you know, there was always the chance. There was always the possibility. So, like, think about it. Like, if it were AIDS and it wasn't COVID, right? Instead of wearing a mask, you had to wear a condom. Would you wear a condom? Of course you wear a fucking condom, right? Because we grew up during AIDS. And
but it threatened my freedom.
Right? Like, but it feels so much better without it. Like, don't be a fucking idiot. Wear a goddamn condom, right? So don't be a fucking idiot. Wear a goddamn mask. Like, and it's not different.
I hear you, man. That's good stuff, and we're going to keep talking because fuck it. I'd like to just say I'm sad about the attack on the fucking elderly Chinese people, like, in the state of California, man. Have you read about that shit?
No. Tell me more.
You're not aware of the fucking elderly Chinese attacks or whatever?
No, dude. Seriously.
Wow. And so in the Bay Area, like near Chinatown, and like just there's been like 50 attacks by this group of crazy, like, I don't know what they don't identify as, like, the Proud Boys or something, but like because they brought the corona or they, right?
What?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
No.
Like white supremacist groups are like just beating the fuck out of Chinese people for no reason.
That's crazy.
Because they brought the virus or whatever, you know? So yeah. I think. And not to get dark, but I think I will. Another Matador confession. Let's give it up. I've had enough.
Those confessions.
So, 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, in Red Bluff, this guy was dragged to death behind a Harley from Red Bluff to Redding.
What the fuck?
And this guy, my coworker, has been...
For those that are unfamiliar, like, how far is that?
30 miles.
All right, 30 miles. 30 miles dragged behind a motorcycle.
So this guy, my coworker, he's been on disability for days. Anyway, he came back finally on 2 days ago, and he's a lifelong Redding guy or whatever. And this guy was like some hardcore criminal motherfucker, like, Mongrels or some, like, not Hell's Angels, a different biker gang, right, this guy was in. He gets out of prison. Within a week, he has an altercation with some guy at a bar, beats him unconscious, they think. Well, no one's sure if he was, like, conscious. Or he probably woke up during the dragging, right, I'm thinking.
Oh, Jesus.
It was dragged for 30 miles to death, like...
Over a bar fight?
And anyway, in Chico, there's also similar insanity, like... Crime's going up, man, like, the shit's going down, like... The lockdown,
fucking minds, bro, like... I mean, it's legit. Like, people are fucking burnt the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
People just are like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Like, we won't have to keep living. We shouldn't have to keep living like this. Like,
no, I know, but I, yeah. Anyway, there was another crime near my house. So, we got the Ring doorbell recently, and it's so hardcore.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I want to go that route.
I think you do. Know, It's worth it. It's $100.
It's like Big Brother shit, though. Like, I don't, you know, it's not Big Brother. It's a bunch of little brothers, right? Which is even scarier, right?
No, not really. I mean, if some guy comes to your house at 1 in the morning, I don't know. In my walkway, in my coworker. Sure.
The authentic reasons why it's cool are cool, but the fact of the matter is when you approach your door, that's being recorded too.
Oh yeah, I make a stupid face every time. But anyway, my poor coworker, his wife drops off his kids at school. He lives in Sacramento also, near Rio Vista. Anyway, he his poor wife is out dropping off the kids at school, ready to go back, and the thing activates the ring or whatever.
Right.
Someone's trying to break into their house. Some meth head, like, tweaker lady.
No way.
Yeah. And so she doesn't want to go back, right? She calls, or she texts the dude that I'm working with. He shows me the video. Like, they have a video broadcast to their phones, right? Of this, like, it's just like, holy fuck, man. Wouldn't you rather know that? I don't know. I've been robbed three times. Twice in my house, once in my car.
Yeah. Being robbed, being jacked, being...
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather know. And he says he, like... Like
being ripped off, I think, is the, like... It burns you the most in the moment.
Oh, it burns permanently. Fuck those people.
Like, But in the end, right? Like... Some guy ripping you off, like, hey, man, give me your $100 and I'll go get the stuff. And I'll
that's lucky. This guy cleared out my whole house one time. Bass guitars, computers.
I'm just saying it as an example. Like, give me the $100 and I'll go get the stuff and I'll be back. And, like, never comes back and you never see the guy again.
Oh, that'd be an okay scenario. But I'll just say this.
That can happen, right?
Fucking thieves deserve to die and, like... If someone shoots them, you're doing your neighbors a favor, right? That's how I feel.
Yeah. I mean...
Totally. Which sucks. Or, like, your neighbor who's the tweaker, like, what if he tries to, like, break into your house or something, and don't you want the ring video of that? And be like, dude, what are you doing? Like, play.
Yeah.
It's $100. I don't know. It's worth it.
I might put it on the side of my house that the tweakers are on.
There's also a $400 package with floodlights and multiple cameras. So. All right, we're closing out the show. We got off track.
Yeah,
Kung Fu Fighting.
You're promoing Ring on this show.
I don't want to be. I hate the crime sprees and the CDC. Another thing I meant to bring up. 5 hours ago, or however long we've been talking, came up with a zombie apocalypse plan. Are you not aware of
that? I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, if the vaccine, like, actually fucking turns people into zombies.
I am legend. Yeah. All right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. This was the Kung Fu Edition. Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
And, Karate chops and cheese
and food.
Took me a long time to get there, sorry.
conversation. Ooh, deconstruction. Ooh, shine with me in your introspection. Insurrection. Ooh, no protection. Ooh, I try to hide my erection. I say one, two, one, two. I know kung fu. They only read between the lines, but they can read you. They watch what you do. They'll let you know when you're not being used. Oh, boo. Now you know what to do. I know kung fu. I know kung fu. I am superior, inferior to you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and all of you.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute.
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.